Welcome to Faith That Takes, presented by Kingdom Embassy Ministries and hosted by Pastor G.
Praise God. Hey, welcome to Faith That Takes. If you're out there, praise God. Thank y'all for tuning in. If you're out there, get your Bibles out. Let's make this declaration of faith. This is my Bible. I am what it says I am. I can do what it says I can do. My mind is alert. My heart is receptive. I'm about to be taught the indestructible, incorruptible seed of the word of God. My life is changing. After having heard the word of faith, faith comes by hearing and hearing by the word of God. I am a believer, not a doubter. I already have everything I need. It's already done. In Jesus' name, amen. Shout and give God praise. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. All right. Praise God. All right. We've been dealing with a few series of messages. Of course, obviously, we've been talking about the amazing grace, and I've been enjoying this, and it's actually been transforming my life. Although I do want to go back. Sometimes my mind will try to default and have me going back, trying to make God do something, or, you know, you get alone with yourself. And, you know, in your prayer, you get in your prayer moment. And next thing you know, you want to snot and cry to make God hear you. All right. You know, I guess you want to do that. It's like, where are my tears at? I need some more tears to make God hear me. No, he don't hear that. He hears faith. He's moved by faith. And that's why we pray to him. We pray in faith and knowing that he hears us. And if we know that he hears us, we have the petition. I was talking to Lady Roz on our way here, and I was saying, what if, you know, some people, it's like, what if you could physically see a meter of your faith? What if you could physically see a meter of, you know, in our physical realm, we could see whether or not our prayer was being answered? You know, it's like, how do you know that your prayer is being answered? I'm going to get into the message, but just preliminary. How do you know that God is answering your prayer? Some people, you know, they toss prayers up and say, God, if it's your will, if it's this and all this and so forth. But praise God, we should know the will of God. And that's where faith begins. Faith begins where the will of God is known. So if you don't know the will of God, then how can you pray? All right. So I was asking, I said, it would be great if we could do that in the natural to see, but in the spirit realm, you don't need to see it with your natural eyes to know that God has heard you. What we use as our gauge, whether or not God has heard us, is what he said in his word. Okay, all right, I know that's kind of hard for some people to understand, because if God has said it in his word, the guarantee that he heard me is in his word. So that's my barometer. My barometer is not, I don't need something in the natural to validate my emotions, to help my emotions weather the moment to the manifestation. I need to know of a surety that he heard me. That's why 1 John 5:14-15, it says, and this is the confidence that we have, watch this, in him, that if, listen, we have confidence in him, that if I ask, that if I ask, all right, this is going to make somebody mad, all right now, we good for that. If I ask, okay, it didn't say we and everybody else. Okay, wait a minute. See, this is confidence that we have in him. If, all right, now we go, if we ask anything. So that's inclusive of everyone that will ask. I'm not talking about intercessions coming and so forth. He says that if we ask anything according to his will, he hears us. That's my barometer. That's my spiritual barometer. So whether if I'm snotting or crying or whatever, you can snot and cry if you want to do that, and that's fine. That doesn't make him hear you. This is for somebody out there, because I know you've probably been praying and you want to know. It's like you want an angel to walk in the room. If an angel doesn't walk in the room, if you don't see something extraordinary, the clouds crack, is something of that nature. If you don't see any of that, if you know that he hears you, if you ask according to his will and you know that he hears you, you shall have the petition that you desire of him. Praise God, somebody. Because see, that's what happens when we get into this physical realm where we're trying to feel something, touch something, taste something, smell something, hear something, see something. We're trying to use our natural senses instead of the sixth sense, of course, obviously, is faith. When we start to use that, that will be our eyesight. That will be our hearing. Faith comes by, watch this. We walk by faith, and so I don't need natural sight. Okay? Faith comes by hearing, and hearing by the word of God. So my natural hearing, because I can hear something that will simply be contrary to what God has already stated in his word. So now I'm challenged because spirit, soul, and body. So now my mindset is that I have to have my mind renewed that I don't need to see something physically to give me an indication that God is doing something. I don't need that. I don't have to have that. I have what he said. And so that's my spiritual mirror. Praise God. I understand that all I have to do to get the confirmation is to look at what he said. Now, the problem comes in when I don't know what he said. Because most people say, if it be the Lord will. No, it's not. No. You need to find out what that will is. Need to find it out for yourself. Praise God. So that's what we're dealing with. So we're in a process now where we're understanding that he hears me. And if I know that he hears me, I have that petition. That's for somebody tonight, because I know you've been praying and it seems like a long time and nothing has happened. I'm deviating just a little bit, guys. We just follow me. Amen. Praise God. So you've been asking a long time. Why, God, hasn't this happened? What this is going on? Because when you're dealing with faith, you have to understand that it in perspective of what you're believing for, you have to understand what is really happening or what's required to make it or to bring forth manifestation. Because see, God hears you when you pray. Immediately, he hears you when you pray. Now, I know we go back to the Old Testament and you say, well, the Prince of Persia, watch this. The Prince of Persia, when Daniel prayed, he prayed. All right. It's like, wait a minute. Daniel prayed. We talked about it, or y'all have already read about it and studied it. But the fact is that when Daniel prayed, God answered him instantly the first time. But then it took him a little longer. It seemed like it took a little longer to answer. No. God says the first time you prayed, I heard you. So the first time you prayed, he heard you. The first time you asked about another position, he heard you. The first time you asked him about closing on your house, he heard you. The first time you prayed for your family member to be saved, he heard you. So it is not that. But see, there are other variables that are involved that could hinder the manifestation. We do have an adversary, but the adversary can't stop the promises of God from being coming forward. Because the promises of God are yea and amen. Yes and amen. So God says, no, I've already heard you. I've answered you. But there are other things that could be happening in terms of bringing it forth into manifestation. See, it's not a fact. See, this is what I'm saying. It's not the fact that your faith is not working. It's not because your faith works. It's just that there are different variables involved. For example, I'll give you something like this. It's like, what if, all right, let's just say I got a restaurant. Praise God. I got a restaurant. All right. And I'm believing God for in my restaurant, in my business. I want more. I want to be able to serve more. I want to be able to do different things and so forth. All right. So I have a business and I have a restaurant business. So here's the problem. Now, getting all my product into my business, that's not only on me. Because I'm believing for other things to take place. So now the baker who's baking the bread, if I'm not making the bread or the bread is coming in, then that person could be hindered by the enemy. Or if I need to close on some loans or something of that nature for my business, I need that to take place. It could be somebody or somebody who's simple holding my loan or holding my business on their desk and not doing what they're supposed to be doing. So you got to understand that it's not the things that, because see, God will answer us. He's already answered us. But the fact is that there are people involved. And this is what people don't realize. When you say, give and it shall be given, good measure, pressed down, shaken together, running over, shall men give into your bosom. That is true. However, there's a man on the other side of the equation. When God talks to the heart of the person, that person has to do what it is necessary for your manifestation. Praise God, somebody. But you got to understand that that's how that thing works. That's how it works. See, faith will work. It does work automatically. It's the supernatural force of God, Almighty God. It is God's faith. That's what he gave us to get us saved. It is his faith that we're using right now. Let's go to a verse right quick. I know I'm all somewhere else right now. Praise God. Go to Mark 11, 20 and 24. It says, in the morning it came and they passed by and they saw the fig tree dried up from the roots. Next verse. And Peter called to remembrance, said unto him, Master, behold, the fig tree which you curse has withered away. And Jesus answered him and said unto him, have faith in God. Y'all know I'm going to go back into passion in a minute. For verily I say unto you that whosoever shall say unto this mountain, be thou removed and be thou cast into the sea, and shall not doubt in his heart, but he shall believe that those things which he saith shall come to pass. He shall have whatsoever he saith. Amen. Praise God. And therefore, I say unto you, what things soever you desire, when you pray, believe that what? You receive them and you shall have them. Now, the reason why I brought this verse up, glory to God, I want you to see something real quick. Just simple insight. Because you don't think certain thing is working when it is working. God never played. He's not playing games with us and telling us to believe what we say to manifest it like it won't work. He said it will happen. Jesus says it will happen. Peter tells Jesus, I'm going to tell you, he said, Master, I'm looking at something that you curse. Now, before that, he cursed a fig tree. He speaks to an inanimate object and says, you die. He didn't say you die. He just said, nobody's eating from you anymore. So the interpretation, the fig tree, caught the interpretation and said, I gotta die. And so it began to die, but it died. Listen, see, 24 hours, it took it 24 hours to die. You gotta get, listen, in your moments and believing God, you gotta at least give him 24 hours. Can you give God at least 24 hours to work a miracle? Because he can do it. Because when he said this, it went directly to the root. It went directly to the problem. It went directly to what held the problem together. It went directly to the problem. And the problem could not sustain itself because it didn't have roots anymore. My God. You got to understand. See, when you spoke it the first time, that thing began to die. When you spoke it the first time, that thing began to prosper on your behalf. When you spoke it the first time, your eyesight was coming back. It became back. But you cannot doubt in your heart. You cannot permit yourself to say something else. You have to say it. Say what you believe. Amen, somebody. So you can't permit yourself to do this. I'm just looking at this real quick. If I can give you something tonight, I will say this. And I know I didn't give you all the fancy stuff, but I'm going to give you this right now. It says, it's like you got to understand when you're positioning yourself, you are be a whosoever. And that's the requirement. The whosoever is the believer. I'm not talking about people who are not believers, because see, here's the difference. You can say you say, but you can't say you're a believer, because there's a difference. Because when I say believer, you have to include the completed works of Jesus Christ. You can't say that and say, well, I'm a believer. No. Jesus is always in the equation. This is all about Jesus. It's always been about Jesus. So I can't remove the procuring cause to everything and say, I'm a believer. No, he says, purely if you are a whosoever could be the person that believes in Christ. So it says, be a believer of the completed works of Jesus Christ. That's the whosoever. That's who we're talking about. That's the whosoever. See, I'm a whosoever because I believe in the completed works of Jesus Christ. My faith has to work. Grace has already been given. All right, go with me real quick. Let's go to Ephesians 2 and 8. Can you give me that real quick? Ephesians 2 and 8. For we are saved by what? Come on, class. We are saved by what? Come on, bring it up so they can see it. We are saved by grace. Come on. Put it on the screen. Praise God. Amen. It's probably coming up in a second. For we are saved by grace through faith. Praise God. People out there, I hope you got your Bibles. Praise God. You're saved by grace through faith. What is he saying? You are saved. Listen, that word saved, I want you to understand this. Saved, when we were taught being saved, we were just taught, hey, I'm going to heaven. Praise God. I'm not going to hell. I just believe Jesus, you know, he, my Lord, my Savior. I ain't going to hell. Praise God. That's it. But no, that word save also means sozo. If you look it up in the Greek, it means salvation or salvation. If you look it up, it means much more. It means prosperity. It means healing. It means wholeness. It means all of that. But see, most people don't know that. They just say, well, praise God, I'm on my way to heaven and I'm so glad. No, you're going to go on your way to heaven, get there and realize there was so much more that you were supposed to have and supposed to do in this lifetime. Praise God, somebody. So the thing is, when you understand that you have been saved by grace. Can you put that scripture up for me right quick? Praise God. I want them to see this. I really want them to see it. For by grace are you saved. Sozo, Greek, it talks about salvation through faith. So he gave you faith and he gave you grace. He gives you grace and gives us faith at the same time. Y'all remember that teaching that we talked about, faith and grace, that balance. But the fact is, when you look at this, when he tells us, he says, look, you got to understand that this is about faith and it's about your faith and it does work. All you have to be is a whosoever. And see, when you target your faith, when you look at the thing that you're speaking to, you have to stay with that thing till it moves. You pray that thing until it leaves. He says, speak to it until it leaves. Some people have this understanding. It says, well, you know, the enemy is involved. Well, if the enemy is involved, then I have to resist him. I don't know. Resisting him means that I don't stop until he leaves. You still here? No. I'm like, no, you still here? No, my God shall supply all my need. No. Lack, you still here? My God shall supply all my need. No. I'm a soul again. My God shall supply all my need. No, lack, you still here? Oh, no. No. Hey, come here for a second. Here, take this. Do this for your child. Do this. No, I'm going to stay with this thing. I'm going to resist him. I'm going to resist the devil and he will flee. He tells us it is a wrestling match. We wrestle not against flesh and blood, but against principalities and powers and spiritual wickedness, rulers of darkness and high places. He says, stay in that match. Don't leave. Don't permit yourself to be pinned by the devil. You have to resist. You have to fight. This is why it tells us. So we're doing this in a sense of saying, now I'm speaking. I just use that one verse, Mark 11, 20 through 24. You have to be a believer, speak to the mountain, and then you have to remove doubt. Doubt has got to go. And I'm saying this tonight because Jesus, I got so happy about this. When I looked at Y'all remember the scripture, the verse of scripture when the disciples tried to cast the devil out of the young man that was epileptic and so forth. They couldn't cast him out, right? So the fact is, they said, why couldn't we not cast him out? It wasn't because the power of the devil, as we've been taught, that my fasting now is going to have more strength for the devil. That ain't it. Because the problem is, it's not the devil, it was the doubt. And so he had to deal with the doubt. So the doubt, Jesus says, y'all couldn't do it because of doubt. Now, I'm going to tell you this, and this is good. This is good. Jesus was functioning at a high level of faith, of belief. There was no traces of doubt. There was no trace of doubt. Even when he gets to the garden, people say, well, should I go there? No. That was his flesh talking. See, when that flesh begin to talk, it'll pull on you. Even it pulled on the Lord to get him to try to pull him away from his assignment. But I'm telling you tonight, if you can get in your heart and your spirit and realize that you can eradicate your doubt, don't permit your, listen, doubt can come from everywhere. It can come from people who are real close to you. Those are the people you got to watch out for. This is why Jesus told Peter, he says, Satan, get behind me. Why are you trying to influence me that I don't have to do this mission? Why are you doing this? Because he says, listen to this. If you doubt not in your heart, Jesus, he has an issue with doubt. It's not the people, because the man comes back to Jesus and said, I believe, but help my unbelief. So watch this. If the Lord did not know doubt, well, listen to this. If the Lord did not know in believing doubt could be there, why would he mention it in Mark 11? Because he just told you that the disciples, that he says, y'all couldn't do it because you were doubting. Over here in Mark, he says, listen to this. You can do this if you don't doubt. Because he says, no, all right, let me show you right quick. He says, if you believe in your heart, and listen to this. Go back to verse 23. For I say unto you that whosoever shall say unto this mountain, be thou removed and be thou cast into the sea, and shall not what? Doubt. Believe in your heart and shall not doubt. Believe in your heart and shall not doubt. No, I don't care what the world says. I don't care what your mama says, your daddy, your granny, or whoever. Jesus said it. I don't care. You can create all kinds of theology or whatever you want to create. But the fact is, this is what Jesus said. And until your Lord, shut up. End of discussion. So he tells him, he says, if you believe in your heart, whatsoever, if it's according, everything that salvation, everything the atonement that Jesus has won for us is all of ours. So we're not fighting to make it happen. We're fighting from a position that has already happened. So that's a different position from everybody else. I'm not telling you to use your faith to make it already happen. No, he already made it happen. So my position is that I understand this, and I'm not going to be cheated out of what he says is mine. So he says, if you get rid of your doubt, so if you get rid of that, my God, if you get rid of that doubt, see, it wasn't the fact that it was just his faith. He said, no. He says, you got faith to believe. I was telling Lady Roz this. We were coming to church, and it was kind of interesting. It's like, okay, you believe that you're saved, right? So how is that? Did you believe that, and you can't believe everything else? But you believe that you're saved. People say, no, I'm saved, but you don't believe that healing is possible. Then you're not saved then, because the fact is you believe that you're saved. You can't see that you're saved. With your natural eyes, you can't see the new creation. You can't see that inside. You can't see that. But the word, the only way you see it is from what the word says. That's how I see it. But the fact is, but if all the other stuff that takes place, you say, well, no, I can't. No, you can do that too. Because the same faith that got you saved is the same ability, the same faith that will bring everything else into your life. Somebody say, my faith is working anyway. It's working tonight. My stuff, that's right. Go back and get your promises that God has birthed, those things that he has promised you. No, go back and stay with it. Because, see, I truly believe that when you pray and you pray and you're believing, the answer is there. But some of these prayers, I believe that this thing is just sitting here in the spirit. I believe it just gets stopped. It just stops from manifesting. And it's not that God is not trying to get it in, because he gave us the ability. He says, if you shall say unto this mountain, be thou removed and be thou cast into the sea, and shall not doubt in your heart and believe those things which you say, you're going to have what you say. Somebody say, I'm going to have what I say. So when you're removing the doubt from your heart, you have to be intentional. Say, I got to be intentional. I got to remove this doubt from my heart. Oh, my God. Sometimes, see, the enemy has a silly way of doing stuff. He will use anybody at any time to pull you off your wall. You're on your wall doing what you're supposed to be doing and so forth. And here he comes. Surely God hadn't said this. Surely did God say this? Yes, he said it. You read it yourself. And if he didn't say it, why are you here? Why are you talking to me? Why are you here? Since you're here, we're going to have a conversation. Praise God. We may as well go all the way in. Let's go to the end of the book. And I beheld Satan and hell thrown into the lake of fire. Praise God. Since you're here, let's go ahead and talk about it. When you stand praying, believe you receive. Not going to that you have. Now, it's not going. No, I have this thing. No, I had it when I started it. When I started praying it, I had it when I said it. And you were in agreement with, he was in agreement with me. Why do I know that he's in agreement with me? Because his word says so. And if I know that he said it, it's mine.
Thank you for tuning in to Faith That Takes. Be sure to catch us every Tuesday night at 7 p.m. on Kingdom Embassy Ministries Facebook page for our live broadcast, and every Thursday for our podcast. If you're in the Hampton Roads area, come give us a visit. We're located at 645 Mayflower Road, Norfolk, Virginia. We'll see you real soon. God bless.